We end up Lamed Chesem at Beis. Let us start from the middle of the Amid. Tnan Hosom Mitzvahs Yibum Kaidemes Lemitzvahs Chalitza. Mitzvahs Yibum is Kaidem Lemitzvahs Chalitza. Berishayne Shayu Miskavnim L'Shem Mitzvah. That was when they were Machaven L'Shem Mitzvah. Achshav Shayin Miskavnim L'Shem Mitzvah. Now people are not mechaven l'shem mitzvah. Omru mitzvahs chalitza kaidemes l'mitzvahs yibum. So nowadays mitzvahs chalitza is kaidem l'mitzvahs yibum. Omar Rav ein kaifin. But Rav said, this Arashi learns pshat, that even though nowadays mitzvahs chalitza is kaidem, but one is not koife that one should make chalitza. That means if the Yovam and Yavama want to make yibum, we will not be koife them to make chalitza. Even though mitzvahs chalitza is kaidemis. Ki osu lekamei derav, when a Yovam and a Yavama used to come to Rav, Omar lohu, he told them, I boys chalitza, if you want, you can give chalitza. Iboyis yabe. If you want, you could make yibum. Bedidoch tola rachmone. V'im lo yach peitza ish. If he doesn't want, he makes chalitz. Oim chofetz. Iboy cholitz, iboy yabe. V'af Rav Yehuda sovar ein koifen. Rav Yehuda also holds ein koifen. So, according to Rashi, you're not koife to give chalitz. With the iskin Rabbi Yehuda begitte de chalitze, Rabbi Yehuda was mesaken on the shtar chalitze. The nusach is written as follows: Eich pleinis bas pleini akreves yas pleini yevama kadmono lebeidine. That this woman brought the yavam. Vishta medeinu, and we recognize, we found out da chua de misna ma'abaniu. That this Yavam is the brother from the mace. They have the same father. For Omri lay, and we told him, Itzovis liyabe miyabim. Below, if you want to be miyabim, he could be miyabim. So see again that there's no kfiyah to make chalitza. V'iloi itla lo laglich di yamina. You should, seems to stick out your right foot. Vitla lo raglo di yaminon, he stuck out his right foot, vishoras seine mi al raglohi, then she removed the shoe from his foot, viyolkus ban poi roike de mischazi le beidine, and she spit in front of him, a roik that Bezen was able to see al aro, for geiris al aro. Rabchiye bar Ibye Messiah bo Mishmei de Rav Yehuda, and we also write in this shtar chalitze bakrinu, and we learned madakosi b'sefer eraisa de Moshe. We learned the posik what it says in the Torah. Let us again see Rashi. Osom tnan b'meseches b'chayres. Omar Rav ein koifen. V'iniche letavayu leyevumi, if both want to be miyabim, in koifen oison lachloit, the name lav lemitzvah mechavne yipoga b'isareishesoch. That means you can't tell them, if both of them want to make yibum, you can't force them not to make yibum. Elei boy miyabim, if they want to make yibum, they can make yibum. Umiyu. But if he wants to make yibum, v'ihi omro loy be'inolei, and she says, I don't want him, v'omro dvorim nikorim, and she gave good reasons why she doesn't want him, imatzinu latu'uyei v'loyma loy chaloitzlo menashe titanloch masayim zuz, matinolei. If we can fool him and tell him that for giving chalitza he'll gain such amount of money, so matina lay. Vilay kafin alay v'chalitz. And if not, we'll force him to give chalitza. So I think the Bikur Yehuda says that this forcing to give chalitza is a poyel yaitze of the halacha of mitzvahs chalitza kaidemes. That means even though mitzvahs chalitza kaidemes, if they both want yibum, you make yibum, and you don't force them not to make yibum. But if only he wants to make yibum and she does not want to make yibum, she wants chalitza, and we have this mile of mitzvahs chalitza kaidemes, so then we'll force him to give chalitza. The Omar Rav Sheish is menayim li yevome shenoflo lifnei muke shchin shein chais menoisa. And you can't force her that she should be nisyab. V'loiteim et muke shchin davke, don't say davke muke shchin, ala kol amas lo shetiten ledvorer, any reason she'll give to us explaining why she does not want to be nisyab. And Rashi brings a right to this Dhamma Ba'amadir Maise B'Tzaydon Be'Bulsi Shemeis. There was a Maise in Tzaydon that there was a tanner that died. A tanner normally has a bad odor. V'loi Ach Bulsi. And the Yovan was also a tanner. V'omru Chachomim Yechayla Shetayma Lachicha Yisi Yechayla Lekabu. I was able to be Seivel the Reach of the your brother. So Rashi wants to bring a raya from this, that lav davke mukeshchin, any legitimate reason and excuse she has. Voit paskin in ilchese ba'afalpi, kaisven igeres mered ala rusa. That, let's say there's an arusa that does not want to enter into Nesuin. So we write in Igeres Mered al Arus, and it seems through this Igeres Mered we start deducting the Chi of Ksube from her. V'ein Esis Be'etzim, so this is a way to force her to enter into Nesuin. She's Meshubit to become a Nesuin. V'ein Kaisvin Igeres Mered al Shemeres Yorom. Shemeres Yovim does not want to become the Siyabim. We don't write Igeres Meret. So it seems, again, that you can't force her to become the Siyabim. Mikol Holin Taime Kafinelei. So we force him the Cholitz. Vishat Leksube. Cholhani Ein Koifim Dohochet. So here it says that we are not koifer to give chalitza. Heiche de tavayu neichelu. If both want yibum, then even though mitzvahs chalitza kedemes, we will not interfere with their retainers. Ikrivis ikriva she brought atlet sadeid lo rego yamin, tzidid lo rego yamin, tischazoi lonu, the beinan roik hanire leinei dayonim. We need a saliva that the dayonim should see it. Prepared mitzvahs chalitza. Vakrino lechafatzli lekachto. And there was a kriya. Let us see Taisus. Omar Rav ein koifin perish bekuntres ki niche letavayu leyabe. If both of them are maskim to yibum ein koifin lachloitz mishum mitzvah. Will not force them to give chalitza because mitzvahs chalitza kaidemes la mitzvahs yibum. The name of the lav la mitzvah mechavni, we will assume that they will not be mechavni l'shem mitzvah. And we paskin like Abishol. No, there's no din kviya. Avol im loy sirtze liyabim, but if she does not want yibum, mach ma shetitein amasl lidvoreho, im ein yecholim lahat oisai kafina lei becholitz. That's what Rashi said. Umimuk yishchin ubulsi shehevi bekuntres. Rashi brought two rayas. Dire daim raya. So Rashi deducted from that that any amasla is sufficient. So Tosfos says the ein raya from these two cases. She'ein mei oison she'koifen lo'oitzi min habal. These are mumim, reyach of a bulsi or mukeshrin. These are mumim that one can force a husband to give a get to his wife. So memele. So here it could be the same aloche. Avo bishara masla ein nira loimer de koifen. But by another amasla, so Taisha says, I don't think that there's a din kfiya, the way Rashi says. The imlay kain, if you won't say like this, lama yutoichim lakama bepeg mitzvahs chalitza la toisoi. There was a whole tircha, it seems, in order to try to be mata the chalitz. Yichfu lachlitz. Fumikeres merad ein raya. Rashi bora raya en koisvin igeres merad. Now, in Kaisen Igeres Mered means that we will not force her for Yibum. But Rashi said, since you don't force her, so then you force him to give Chalitza. So, Taisvus says, Migeres Mered ain't right. Dimkein beloya masla nami. That means if you dama to the Igeres Mered is a filu without an amasla. Because mitzvahs chalitza is kaidemes le mitzvahs yibum, so if she doesn't want yibum, so you can't force her because mitzvahs chalitza is kaidemes le mitzvahs yibum. Dim kein b'lay amas le nami, b'osam habitayim, b'shem mitzvahs chalitza kaidemes k'demasik. Eisiz Rashi just went a step further that since you can't force her for yibum because mitzvahs chalitza is kaidemes, so then if she gives an amasla, you can force him to give chalitz. V'oi dekom arhosam Rabbi Yochanan tova liyabe, ein niskokin loy. The tova liyabe is, in other words, he wanted to write a nigeres merit. Ein niskokin loy, so we will not listen to him. So Tosfos asks, Ashta lachleitz koifen, ba'in niskokin liyab mi boy, ein niskokin liyab mi boy. So if the halacha is that we can force to give chalitza, so it's poshet, we don't write any geres mered on her. So the chazenish is ma'irer that, they're speaking about without an amasla, so what's Tosfos kasha? She's not giving an amasla. Why he's no good for her? She doesn't want to be nishabim with him. So there it says, in niskotn liyabim, you don't write any geres mered on her. Void me the koma, b'didoch tola rachmone. Since the Gemara says, "Bedidoch tola rachmone," it's up to you. Mashma filu bezman azeh, the mitzvahs chalitze kaidemes. It's also bedidoch tola rachmone. And l'chayre, it's not that way. Rabbi Netam Goris, mitzvahs yibum kaidemes lemitzvahs chalitza omarav. That means he erased a line. That means tanan hosa mitzvahs yibum kaidemes lemitzvahs chalitza. Then we have a rishayin shemiskamush a mitzvah, achshin shemiskamush a mitzvah, omar mitzvahs chalitza kaidemes mitzvahs yibum. So this whole inyan daba rishayin he erased. Now, so we're going on the reish of the mitzvah, mitzvahs yibum kaidemes lemitzvahs chalitza omarav in kaifen. So we're going now on the Bereshayne, and right away when mitzvahs yibum was kaidem. When the time goes, mitzvahs yibum kaidem is a mitzvahs chalitza, omarav ein kaifem. But koi a Bereshayne shoyo miskavnin l'shem mitzvah. Vikoma, so then there was taka a din kedima of mitzvahs yibum. V'komar de'ein koifin liyabe. Even though mitzvahs yibum is kaidemis, but we're not koifin liyabe. V'chiyaba osu lekami derav oison shahoyu miskavnin l'shem mitzvah. Now, Taisus had to add on a few. Now, we have a problem. I mean, if Rav is going on the Berishoine, now the Berishoine is speaking about Bizman the Tanoim. Berishoine she miskavnim achshov, so we're speaking Bizman the Tanoim she'in miskavnim. So Taisus says that Rav is, the Koifin is going on the Berishoine. So fine. So Rav is saying Pshat in the Mishnah ain't koifin. That means a fila borishoine when they were mechavim l'shem mitzvah, Rav says ain't koifin. But now we have to understand further. Ki also lekami de Rav omalahu. Now Rav is speaking about Achshav. Now Achshav we're not mechavim l'shem mitzvah. So what is Pshat? Ki also lekami de Rav omalahu ibois chaloitz ibois yiyabe. So Taisvi says, V'chiyav osu l'kami d'rav oysan shoyim miskabnim l'shem mitzvah. Those we knew amachavim l'shem mitzvah. V'rav Yehuda nami de'iskin itzovis li'yevumi bo'oysin sheboin l'foneinu lach le'tzairi. We're speaking about those who b'chlal are not interested in yibum. Then she said in the chalitza, "Shoyson imhoyu mechiyab mechav l'shem mitzvah, shchay miskavnu l'shem noy l'shem ishus, shlo yechayshish liyab melalach." Like so, Taisa says, "The psagavaldik yisoy." Those who are coming to make chalitza, those have no negias for yibum. So, if they would be miyabim, they would be yab l'shem mitzvah. Avol achine ein menichin liyab, aber ein achanami achine ein menichin liyab mizman hazeh. El Adarabe Koifin, the Mili, the Goin says, Lachleitz, we don't tell them Ibois Yabim, for those who want to make Yibum, and since it's Bismaneinu, we try to convince them for not to make Yibum. Vim Benetam, the Lochik Abishol, Kistam Masnisin de Bchayres. The loyke rami bachoma later will have in the sugi rami bachoma dama chozru loyme the mitzvah sibum kaidemis kerabono that we paskin like the chachamim that you don't need yibum l'shem mitzvah. He was tam mishnem b'cheres. Vayde bereish mechilten ukimas nisn perikame kabishol. Beperik beishamitani bakapor loilom yidvak odom bechalitze kabeshol. Ustomadigmo perikafopi kabeshol. Belel bishmaiten de mashm de bie adife. Bie skotnes adife mchalitzes godl. Bemiskaven l'shem mitzvairi. Berachpose kande mitzvesibum kaidemes. Not like kabeshol. Bechozobay beperik mitzvus chalitze. Posit mitzvus chalitze kaidemes. The mischaz yelon bebeidina al ara nired legersinin al ara. You don't have to see the roik on resting on the ground. The leitzorich kedama perik mitzvus chalitze gabi hu oruch vehi gutze vekoltosoi aruach. The Gemara says afilu the ruach took it away. It has to be befonov. That means she has to spit. Not in his face, but in front of his face. So if she's a 6 footer and he's a 4 footer and she spits, so that's not called Befonov, it would be called to say Haruach. But if it's the other way around, so it's called Befonov. But you don't need that they saw it the Al Aro. Zok the Gemara weiter. Ishte moi de inu. We, in the Shtar Chalitza, it says that we recognized, we were informed, Tahua de Misna me Abonio, that this person is the brother of the mace. Pligi bo Rav Ache ve Ravine. Now there's a machloikis Rav Ache and Ravine. How did Bezdin become informed? Chad Omar be'edim, the two edim have to be meyed bifnei Bezdin, that they know that this Yovom is the brother of the mace. V'chad Omar afilu korev afilu ishem. That you don't need hilchus edis. A korev and isha is also sufficient. V'hilchus giluye milse ba'almo, it's a gili milse ba'alme, afilu korev v'afilu isha. What does Rashi say? Be'edim shetzorich lohavi shnei edim shehu achi ameis ma'oviv. But halacha, you don't need edim. It's sufficient. Afilu akorev and afilu an isha. Let us just see for 1 minute the Loshon HaRif. The Rif is on Daf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph B'Dafei HaRif. The Rif says, a lomdis and a nakimte. The Rif says it's around 15 lines or 18 lines from the top. It's there we have a small gimel in a bracket. V'hilchase giluye milse ba'almahu v'afilo kore v'afilo isha. V'kiven de kaimalom de ishte medino lahodim planye giluye milse ba'almahu v'afilo kore v'tzagili milse v'afilo kore v'afilo isha mehemni. So the Rif says lomdes. The lav amilse di isuri kamesadi. They are not saying edis an isurim. The lav amamoini misadi. They're not saying edis an moment. Elo milse ba'alma hu de megala. They're just telling us a yediye ba'alma. Dohodin niyu gavro palon. This is he is this person. He is the brother of the mace. Bahaniu itza palnisa, and she is the wife of the mace. Vikivin the moidi lehochi, and since they told him, see the him is that they told an eid echod. Hare ischazika be dahu sade mipume dahai korev oi mipume dahai itza.
So now this aid, this yediyah became this chazak to him that this is a brother and this is a wife. Hilkach shori lei lisado lemismach apumayu. So he is permitted to rely on them. But lemisid ilave do gavra ilave do huch itach itze bein lenin yisure. Now, the Rivosh in Simen Kufpei Beis, the Chavashah brings him down, seems to learn as follows. That Be'emison, there's a big problem over here. We are speaking about a dovo that is Noigeya, Eisa Yevam Elishuk, which is Isurim. Could be as the din of a dover shebe erve, if you hold Kedushin is in Teifis in Yevam Elishuk. Could be it's Negev in Yemominis, if he owes her a ksube. And all of a sudden, we are accepting the facts of a, that this is a, which these are very essential facts in order to rely on Chalitza, in order to make Chalitza. We are accepting this without batting an eyelash. So the Rivosh says that the Rif learned Pshat, well, we have to be Magdim a story, that it was, that this woman or this Korev was Mesiach Lefi Tumo to an Eid Echod, just asked him who this is, and who this is, and she told him, no, this is his brother, this is his wife. When she said these facts, it wasn't again anything, like it was just Masich Levi Tuma. So then an Eid Echad can use these facts and be made in Besdin. But, it would seem from the Rif, if this woman would come to Besdin and tell us, by us it's Negea now to make Chalitza, and she'll tell us that this is a brother, and this is the wife, so now it's Negea Isurim. So she is made b'milsa di isure. Maybe it's an isur that's ischazik. Stakazoi. I mean, lemaise, after her husband died, it's ischazik isure. I think Rav Shmuel asks, how is the neidechad also them? And that's also problematic. But al kaponim, it's ischazik isure. Could be as a din of adova shebel of kedushin as in taifis. So it seemed from the Rif she wouldn't be nemon. The Beis Yosef in Shulchan Aruch brings down that the Poskim do not make this akimte. Alochi he paskins that she is nemna filu, she comes in Besdin, and it's Negeya the Chalitza. Since the Etzem Agode is a Davot study, even though it is, well, this knowledge will, is Negeya Isurim and Momim, but since it is not a Haggadah on Isurim and Momim, she is Nemo. That's how the Beis Yosef paskens in Shulchan Aruch. Let us go further. Berishoin shoyu miskabnem l'shem mitzvah, mitzvahs yibum kaidemes l'mitzvahs chalitza. Va'achshav she'ein miskavnin l'shem mitzvah, amru mitzvahs chalitza kedemes l'mitzvahs yom yibu. Omar Rami ba'achome, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, chozru loimar mitzvahs yibum kedemes l'mitzvahs chalitza. Nowadays, mitzvahs yibum is kedemes l'mitzvahs chalitza. Omar le Rav Nachman ba'Yitzchak, achshav dori? It's a takech, man, it's very interesting. That means the previous doiris, they told, since you're not mechavu l'shem mitzvahs, mitzvahs chalitzas kedemes, and now is achshav dori? It's not mistava that achshav dori. Mikore, so the Gemara answers, no. Mikore sovri lo ka'abishol, ubosoif sovri lo ka'rabonon. That means now we were machid, aloch is like the rabbonon, that even though you're not mechavin l'shem mitzvah, it's also no ikuv in the mitzvah yibum. The sanya. Abishol loimer akaynes as yevimtoi l'shem noi u'l'shem ishus u'l'shem dover acher. Not l'shem mitzvah. Ke'ilu peigeya be'erve. So he's not mechavin l'shem mitzvah, it's ke'ilu peigeya be'erve ve'korav ani be'enai liyos avlad mamza. L'cheir is a machlekes harishoinim pshatn abishol. The Ramban wants to say, according to abishol, we're speaking about isurim d'iraise. The loshin kilo pegei be'erve v'kov ani be'enali yisavlad mamza is because he was mesupik abishol gufe. It is that way. But al koponim, abishol was mesupik an isur d'iraise. If one is not mechaven l'shem mitzvah, Abishole that said that it's taken as Eishesoch. There's no mitzvah yibum. The Chachamim Aimrim Yevom and the Ritve in the beginning of Abba Yevimtei would seem to say it's a Rabbono. In the Torah, Abishole is also made. It seems these psukim are smachtes. And the Rabbono the ke. Erve, he's not mechavel l'shem mitzvah. It's a rabon de kemamza. V'chamim ma'imrim yivom yov yoleo mikol mokim. Ma, yeah, let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, achshuri dore, bitmiye v'chin iskashru adoyres, Yevom yovel a mitzvah gassing legoras ochel. Let's go on this more further. Man tane lahod etono rabono. So now we have a baraisa, and the Gemara wants to figure out who is the Tana of this baraisa. The baraisa is as follows. Yevome yove yoleo mitzvah. Period. Shebetchila oisa olo bechlal heta. In the beginning, it was a heta. Nesro, then that heta became upcastled. Vechozro vehutro. Then it became tzrikmuta. Yochel tagzer lahateiro horishin. So I would think it's the same like before. Tameloime yivome yovele mitzvah. Man tana. What is, who is the tana and what exactly is the baraisa saying? Omar Rabbi Yitzhak Barabdimi Abisholi. The tana is Abishol. Baruch Hikoma. And this is pshat in the baraisa. Yivome yovele oleho mitzvah would seem limitzvah. That's the girsa. That the Yevom Yovei limitzvah l'shem mitzvah. Shebitchila oisa olav b'chlal heta. In the beginning means before this woman married his brother. So, bitchila oisa olav b'chlal heta, he could do whatever he wanted to. The brother, before the brother married her, Rotzo l'shem noi koinso. If he wanted to, he could be koinis l'shem noi. Rotzo l'shem ishus koinso. He could be koinis l'shem ishus. L'shem mitzvah. Nesro. But now that the brother married her, now there's no choice. She's osatam. She's a neshesach. Chozra vehutra. Now the brother died without children. Is chozra vehutra. Yochel tarzer leheteira orishin. That the heter that was in existence before the nisuye ochiv should come back now. Talmud loima yevoma yovo yaleho limitzvah. No, now it's not like before. Before you could do whatever you want. Now you only are permitted to be boil l'shem mitzvah. So the barais is going according to Abishol. Rova omar afilu teimer rabona. Now we can learn shan the barais is going according to the rabona also. V'hochi koma. And this is pshat in the barais. Yevome yovei oleho mitzvah, not le mitzvah. It is a mitzvah. Shebetchila hoisa bechlal heta, before it was a rishus, before the brother married her. Rotza koinza, if he wanted he could marry her. Rotza einai koinza. Nesra, then the brother married her, so now there's no more choice anymore. Chozra vehutra, now she became muta. Yochel tagzol teira rishin, so it should be like before. If he wants, he could. If he doesn't want, he doesn't have to. Rotza koinza, rotza einai koinza. If he wants, he could be miyabma. If he wants, he doesn't have to be miyabma. So the Gemara asks, rotza einai koinza, gide gabe. I mean, he has to do something. She's mogetem, and she can't get married to someone else. He won't be miyabma. She's mutter without anything. If he wants, he could make yibum. If he wants, he can make chalitza. Mitzvah's yibum is kaidam la mitzvah's chalitza. That's b'lom shan de baraisa. The price is going according to the Rabbonim. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Yevome yovele mitzvah garsinen loy gores ocho le mitzvah. Alakam betirut said the Rav Yitzhak Baravdimi, then we're goyres in the price le mitzvah. Shebet chila ad shaloy kitcha ochiv. If he wanted to, he could do whatever he wanted. Nas rok shekit sha'ochiv, v'chozra v'hutchok shemeis, b'loi bonim. Yochel tachzel a terrorishin meforish lekamon. What is a terrorishin? Man tano may koma. Aber sholi, bochi kom. Yibom yavilo ele mitzvah mashme. Lushay mitzvah sibum dachsi viyibmo. Rovo mafilo taime rabonon leitisni le mitzvah ele mitzvah. Yibom yavilo mitzvah mitzvah olum liyabmo yoysa minachlitze. It's a mitzvah of yibom moran chalitze. Yochel tachzel a terrorishin vesuloi di iboi loikonislo. And now it's like before, if he doesn't, one doesn't have to be miyabma, tamalim yibom yibola mitzvah. Bechdei teipik bitmiya. Let us see Taisvis. Taisvis says, the braise starts, akenis zvimte l'shem noi l'shem ishus l'shem dover acher kilo pegei be'elve. So what's the title of Shum Ishus? The Tepik Lay Oleh or Shem Ishus. That his boy-in-law that he should have a wife. Aymeri, so that is not a Mehudadike Kavone. That's a Osadike Kavone Alibed Abishol. Aymeri, ki ein perushe ki hide besamuch. Later, when the Baraisa wants to explain, the Gemara wants to explain the Baraisa libed abishol, so the Gemara says, Rotzel Hashem noi koinza, Rotzel Hashem ishus koinza. That means before he could do Sai Lashem noi, Sai Lashem ishus. Now he only has to do Lashem ishus. So that Lashem ishus is not like this Lashem ishus. That Lashem ishus means Lashem mitzvah. Hain Lashem mitzvah sibu. So we have here two lashonos which are translated in two different lefanim. It says afilu shneim shaygigim oimezidim. There it says even both of them are shaygigim, or even both of them are mezidim. Now the afilu mezidim, the afilu is going on mezidim also. The who mezid means l'shem znus. That's what mezid means. Shogigim, he didn't know bechlau that this was the yevomet. Loi habi ki he dekom arosam de Rabbi Rachmona biyesh shogig ki mezid. That biyesh shogig is koine like mezid is koine. The who mezid means kam l'shem mitzvah. Who shogig v'hi mezido, so that means she's mechavon l'shem mitzvah, and he's not mechavon l'shem mitzvah. So kaponim, Taisvus is saying that we could have twice the same word, and it has different translations. Eimo reish, or eimo sefer. So the Gemara says, so you're telling me now, what pshat in the barais is, if mitzvah means limitzvah, or mitzvah means that now it is a mitzvah, before it wasn't a mitzvah, now it is a mitzvah. Eimo reish. There's a posik by Aminches Chayve, Matzes Teyochel B'mokem Kodesh Mitzvah. Let us see Rashi, Matzes Teyochel Kho Yisayro D'chsiv B'reisha D'krova Niseres Min Amincha Yoichlu. So it says it should be eaten. Now it says Matzes Teyochel, again it says it should be eaten. Shebitchila Hoysa Olav B'chlal Heta. So the Baraisa says the same type of lashon. In the beginning, it was muta, nesra. Then later, when they were magdish, the mincha became osa. V'chazra v'utra. And then later, it became again muta. Yochil tagzel teira rishayim. That it should be the way it was before. It should go back to the first hetam, tamad loyma, matzah is te ochel bemokim kodosh mitzvah. So now, the Gemara wants to explain this beraisa, and it seems this beraisa is similar to the beraisa of Yevom Yovieleo mitzvah. So the Gemara says as follows, bish loyma le rove, according to rove, that the beraisa of Yevom Yovieleo is going according to the Rabbanan. Da oma amoni rabononi, hoche, hoche, hoche kom. Matze ist ei ochel bemokem kodesh mitzve. Shebetchilo oisa olov bechlau heta. Before, it was a reshus. Before they were magdish, rotza oichlo, rotza eina oichlo. So the Gemara says, Rotza oichlo, Rotza einay oichlo, Rotza einay oichlo, Voksiv, Rotza ein, Voksiv, Vaochlo oisam asher kupa bahem. The Zichah mitzvah achila. Melamed shekahanim oichlim obailim miskaprim. So what is Pshat Rotza oichlo? Elo Rotza hu oichlo, Rotza kayin acher oichlo. But, before they were magdishit, so anyone could eat it. The kohen who did the avoide, which is after the avoide was done, or someone else could eat it. Tamid loyma matzeis te ochel b'mokem kodosh mitzvah. Now what? That the mitzvah is on the kohen who does the avoide. Let us see Rashi. Shabbat chila kaidim shogdisha min chazuai sa'olov bachlal hatam. Vinesrak shogdisha. Vachazra vautra baktar sa kaimitz. And then after the remarked of the kaimitz, it became mutra again. Yachil tarze kidem afarish pishloime lorovdam rabbonon hi. U mitzvah k'toni v'loi k'toni li mitzvah achikam. So Mara says that what it's a mitzvah to eat it, that's what you need matzah is to yochel. It says v'ochlo v'oisam asakotshim asakupa behem ki yeichi detahevi kapore shleime. So it seems that it has to be eaten, that they should have a kapore. So the Moses says, no, the Shakata is Rotsa, who Koyin She'ovad Avedosoi. So that's Kabashlo Mitzvah, that the Koyin that did the Avoida by him, there's a Mitzvah that he himself should eat the Matzahs. That's the Matzahs Teyochel. Rotsa Koyin Acha Eichlo. Vahodid darshinin bepeg beis deklushin lachol b'nei arein tiye ishka ochiv. So it would seem that all kahanim could eat it. Aino shaloi say mishma, oi shaloi say beis of. And that's, but not any kahim. Hinami hochi me ribu yalfinin de kain amakim so sheyoichel mi meno voloi kulo. The second text is very gishmak, that here is saying that the kain who did the avoida has to eat some of it. Not that he has to eat the whole thing. That is a posik ishka achiv. Aber al kaponim, the kain who did the avoida on this minche, he has to be toyim al kaponim, from the maybe a shir achile matzis tayochel is to be from the midche. As al kaponim, if we learn like Rove, so this price is also very understandable. Now the Gemara asks, El Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, the Amar Abishori, but according to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. That he said that what? That the Baraisa of Yevom Yovela is going according to Abishol. And the Baraisa is telling us an oifen how mitzvah Yevom has to be in the sky and limits when Oche Maitre Gavne Ikem. So what are the two ways one could be mekayim the mitzvah? Let us hear Rashi. El Rabbi Yitzchak d'Toni le mitzvah v'abesholi
Hoche maitrei gavne ike de kama mait tane yochel parzele teiro rishon. That it should be permissible like it was before it became hegdish tamaloima de loi. Why not? Volek lamei matarzel teiro rishon rotzel shem mitzvah oichlo.
Rotzel shul loile shum mitzvah oichlo talmud loima de loi.
That it's not uta. He's not permitted to eat it. Shaloi l'shem mitzvim. The kol kama the boy lechla. Any way he wants to eat it, he should be able to eat it. The hosamuki boy shaloi l'shem mitzvim poga be'elve. There, when he's boil, he's poga be'elve. Avoloche, maika of it. But here, what is he doing? So Rashi says we have here a problem. What is the problem? The problem is, because here you can't say the same shot in the Baraisa, like we said by Yibum, because by Yibum we could say, it seems it's telling us Yochel Tarzel Heterorishin, it should be permissible the way it was permissible before. Talmud Loima, but it's not permissible the way it was permissible before. So Rashi said, let us say we're speaking about that he ate it Shalei L'Shem Mitzvah. So Rashi asks, why shouldn't it be permissible? Why shouldn't it be permissible? Bishloime by Yibum is a Eishes Och, but here, why shouldn't it be permissible? So, Lachayra Deritis Loshen of the Brais is that is an Issa, if he did it in a different way. So what Issa could there be if he's eating it Shalei L'Shem Mitzvah? So, Rabbi Chanan asks, maybe the Issa is because it's Kodesh. The Torah was only Mater Kodesh, if you do the mitzvah. But if you eat it Shalei L'Shem Mitzvah, so there's no kiyama mitzvah, this is no heter nachilas kochim, just like a zor will eat kodesh. So it's there's an issa. So a kohen has to eat kodesh L'Shem mitzvah. So one teretz he wants to say that Yibum is tchuya according to Abishol. And here it's hutra, so the L'Shem Mitzvah is Leimala Leimeret. That means the Issa Kodesh was ready hutra for Koyin, so filo he doesn't eat it L'Shem Mitzvah, there won't be any Issa. It's one Mahalach in Rabbi Chana. Then Rabbi Chana wants to say a second Mahalach, that Rashi means, just like the Rambam says, if a person eats, even though the Rambam paskens mitzvah sriches kavone, afal pikein, by matzah, if a person ate matzah without kavone, he's yaitzah because it's shekeinene. So it seems the shekeinene is ki'ilu a kavone l'shem mitzvah. So that is why you can't say that he ate it Shalei L'Shem Kavone. There should be an Issa because Shekeinene gives it a Din Kavone. My son Bikura Yehudi wants to say a third Pshat in Rashi. It means a very interesting Turiyevin in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Tes, that the Turiyevin says the whole Din of Mitzvah Srichas Kavone is Pshat when the Maisa HaMitzvah is not Miyuchid to a Miyuchidike Chayfetz. That means as follows. That means, let's say, a person will eat Matzah Leil Pesach, or a person will blow Shofar. The Mitzvah does not have to be Niskayim with this Shofar. The Mitzvah does not have to be Niskayim with this Matzah. So Memele, so if I'm not mechaven l'shem mitzvah, so it's not l'shem mitzvah.
because there's no hechech that this achila has to be an achilas mitzvah, or this tkiyah has to be a tkiyah mitzvah. But he says if you have kachim, and the mitzvah is that this has to be eaten, so then, just like there's a halacha by the avodas hakachim, stoma lishmo, that means this kolben, the shechita is, if this is a kolben, so it's oimit to be geshochten l'shem, it's a kolben, so the kolben alone is, it's oimit to be geshochten l'shem, so memel is a din stoma lishmo. So memel, he says, by mitzvahs, it's also the same thing. If this article is a mitzvah to be eaten, so it's ke'ilu kiveh. So the B'kul Yudah wants to, maybe that is pshat and Rashi. There shouldn't be any difference if he is mechaven, it's not mechaven. It's already, there's a din stoma lishmo. You don't need a kavone mefureshes l'shem mitzvah sachila. That's one step pshat and Rashi. Tais also says, like Rashi Maitre Gavna Iker, the lekele meimarotze l'shem sudoich l'orotze l'shem matz mitzvah, then so she's kabel l'shem mitzvah, shloyei oich l'achil l'gas, that's the most going to say next. Yeah. V'chitayim rotze l'teyoven oich l'orotze l'achil l'gas oich l'orotze, that's the tutstodim. Not the tutzdodim are and the kavonis. No, the tutzdodim is how the achila was. If it's an achila gasa, or it's not an achila gasa. So the Gemara asks achila gasa, mishma achila. It's obviously not an achila. You don't need it. It says, there's a mitzvah achila, so there's a mitzvah achila automatically is nismayat achila gasa. That because he's called a ma'une with the sachila. Let us see Rashi. So that can be. Let's see Rashi. Achila gasa mi alchil gasa mi mikraya achila b'omar eish lokish. Bekiven de lav achilu, mi yoichlu arin abonam de reishen avke. So we need achila. We see that Reish Lakish said as part of loy ova ashel oisun hashem se'inehu, shemazik es atzmoy. So we can't be speaking about achila gas. Before we go further, let us see Taisvus. Achila gas, b'yem ekipurim pota. V'im taim adama bepek misha oma hareini noze. Ki yisharim darke Hashem, tzadikim yelchu bom, upayishim yikoshlu bom. Moshe lebeis mnayodom shetzolu pischeyim. Two people, they roasted their korban Pesach. Echad ochloi l'shem pischey. One of them ate l'shem Pesach. Echad ochloi achil agasim. And Reish Lakish says over there, upayishim korulei. He was mekayim the mitzvah. So you see from Reish Lakish that an achila gas is called a kiyam a mitzvah. Umash ma'osam de tavayu nafki al mahavi achila. So Taisin says Reish Lakish de trei in yoni achila gas. There's two types of an achila gas. So Taisvus in Psochim Kuvovim et Beis explains this. What are the two types of achila gas? There's one achila gasa, but he's so full that he's kotze ba'achilosoi. That it zakert, he doesn't have any hanor whatsoever. And zakert, the achila is an inuitim, it's kotze ba'achilosoi. That achila, that doesn't have a shame achila. That's what we're speaking about over here. The Gemara in Nozel, that holds that even though it's an achila gasa, yizmekai mitzvah achilas pesach, there it is speaking about that is einoi toav lechel, he doesn't have an appetite, but he's magish atam in the achila is fault, geshmak. So Memele, so even though he's not hungry, but Al Kaponim, that has a shame achila. That's the case in Sechtes Nozer. Al Kaponim, so the Gemara asks, we can't say that the Braisa wants to be Mamayat achila gasa, you have a meat from a different pasuk. Says Yoichlu. Hello, Rotso. We'll see a different shot in the price. Hello, Rotso. Matzo, Ichlo, Rotso, Chomets, Ichlo. Voxiv, lay say, Ofe, Chomets, Chelkom. Vomer, Ishlokish, and Philo, Chelkom, lay say, Ofe, Chomets. Philo, the Chelik, Amagila, Kahanim, should not be Chomets. So I don't need this posik for it. Hello, Rotso, Matzo, Ichlo, Rotso, Cholot, Ichlo. A cholot is that we'll see that he poured boiling water on it. You can eat it cholot. So the Gemara is, hay cholot heichi domi. I matzah he, if this is a shame matzah, a matzah, so how you mamayit it from this posik matzah is teyochel. It's also a matzah. V'iloi matzah he, and if it's not a matzah, is matzis on barachman. We have a posuk, you have to eat matzis. And this felt in matzah. Loi lamei malach matzi. It is takem matzah. Allahoch etoni beikro la'akev. Fakat, it is matzis, but we have a miyutadike posuk that tells us that since this is not similar to normal matzis, it was, there was a cholot process done with it before the afiyah, so it's posel and menaches. So the Gemara asks, lachitan bekolak, el cholot matzi de kamina lamai hilchaset, lgabi, which halachas does they have a shame matzah? Here's a teres matzah l'gabi Pesach, even though he poured scalding water on it before he baked it. Even though the Rav Yibetan alechem ayni kerine bay, but the miyitzah boy yedechevosay bePesach. Let us see Rashi. Ela trei gavni ochi tiboy lo meim rotz matz euch lo ochi tiboy meim rotz matz euch lo rotz chametz euch tam lo meim matz is ti ochi bele chametz. So the Gemara says that I have a different possibility. Shofa chametz chelkom nasati yoi so lochi som chelkom lo loi se yofa chametz loi ma filo shiyori mincho shem chelkom shol kahanim loi se yofa chametz mihosam nafk. Cholot bereischem. Rotzo cholot oichlot, hamalim a matzois v'loi cholot. So the Gemara says, I matzah hi, a matzi, v'eichem imit v'mashmois the matzois te yochel. V'ilav matzah hi, is matzi samarachmone. But it says what he matzah, v'shiyore min chaschoive. Tachsi v'tzav esarim v'achlu a matzois, v'udin l'sham v'nochis v'lamali matzois te yochel. So the Gemara says it is matzah, but this is shana b'akos of liyak. Matzah is omar rachmonim. So it's not matzah, it's pesh b'kuntres, v'achlu ha-matzah is eitzal mizbeach. U'bishmini shal meluyim ksiv. So memela, that's what it says, it's posuk matzah. So toise the kashe, so what's b'chlal the problem? That's a mitzvah l'shoah. And he was talking about Lederis. So Taisa says, Afilu l'shmul dama b'reisha ke mitzcha b'leifinin deiris misho, shem rochi ike shem yut, yito that it's neigeye, it's neig af l'deiris. Shona b'kro la'ake, hachta hoche le'have kemoi shona olav akos v'lake da'ome, the me'echi teisei la'ake, the dilme le mitzvu di amar achmon, the le'evet cholot, that you should make cholot. La'akev kloim, the binin matzim al yisev le'cholot. That means, that it's not muchach, that it's possible. But the
posik, the yitra posik is coming to tell us it shouldn't be cholet. It could be it's lemitzvah. It could be the abed yoytze. But lemitzvah, it should not be cholet. Even though the af yibetana, I be ilfis. Lechem, iki vodem yetu dechivose be pesach. Vodem a pekol show, lechem aini prat lecholot vashisho, so there it seems you're not yoitze, lechem prat lecholot. And benetam dosem beloi hoda af yibetana. They're speaking about that it became roi lachilo with the chalite. So me mele, so you're not yoitza, that's not lechem. Vaidim ben etam dosem becholot godo dum yida shishe, lechoshim lechem oini. Fishu godo, seems cholot is a more luxurious type of bread. And svelte an oini. It's lechem kerine beba, so they're speaking about svelte an oini. Lechoshim lechem oini, fishu godo, loimishum de cholot. No, Aces, so cholot is dubia dashisha that it's godl. Usually the cholot to make it very large. Inami osam bibli losei kosher, vahoche bibli losei rake. When is cholot no good? When it's bi losei kosher? By Pesach. Going to tkonim, echalos hamashreis, that's bi losei rake. Then cholot is good. That what it says over here, We have a Gemara that says lechem on ayni prat lecholot, and that it's not good by Pesach, and here it says it is good by Pesach. So Taisva says it matters what the isa was like before the chalite. Is if here we're speaking about the zablila hakik and sufkani mechalas hamashreis, for shosam the haynu cholot shebalabatim loy mechayiv bechalav lechoshev lechem aleidei afir. That the chalita did not give it a teres lechem. So only gets a teres lechem by a blila rake through a fear. Lachi choshiv shape lechem oini. So with the shame lechem it gets through an oini process. Chalita, which is perhaps a process of ashiris, of luxury, the chalita didn't make it lechem. It became a lechem only through a fear. Avagav the cholot. Avobli lo say ovo. Mifsel asis the choshiv lechem ashiris. Afil lo yod arafye. That means if it's a blila ovo, so it would seem the chalita makes it roi lachila. So it gets a shame lechem oshir before the afiyah. So the afiyah will not be able to make it tzri kosher. Kosher arachti.